Saturday's the big day, the one-year anniversary of the start of the 2010 Games. And all this week, we're checking out the Olympic legacies. Today, we're focusing on the venues.
Olympic Promises continues now with Keith Bennett, the president and CEO of Whistler Sports Legacies. We're talking about the Sliding Center. Thanks for joining us, Keith.
You're welcome.
All right, so we can't ignore the tragic incident on the luge track just hours before the Games opened. What have been the effects of the death of the Georgian athlete on the business of the Sliding Center?
Well, the accident was a tragedy, and Nodar will always be remembered as part of, you know, the things that happened at this track. But in terms of the business of the track, you know, notwithstanding the accident, our business is really focused around developing athletes as well as providing a venue for our high-performance sports to train. And at that high-performance level, it really, you know, we take our lead and our direction from the international sport federations, from the national sport federations, and also from their professional coaching. Most of our business takes place on the lower portion of the track where the speeds are much lower. And that's where we're just launching now our public ride program, which will for Skeleton, which we will have people ready to take on that challenge on February 16th.
How would you say the Sliding Center performed overall during the Olympics?
I think the Sliding Center produced some wonderful results during the Olympics.
What about comparing it to the Calgary Center? I mean, we have a great training program in Calgary. How is it to have now two huge facilities in Canada?
I think the two complement each other. The skills that you learn at each track are different. And when you get the opportunity to balance, you know, the higher speeds and the more aggressive steering against the finesse, those skills really set our athletes up to do well when they're competing on the World Cup circuit.
What about plans for the future, Keith? Are you thinking of holding World Cup events, that kind of thing?
We are. We held a World Cup very successfully this past fall in November. In fact, that was the first international event at an Olympic venue post-games. So we are quite excited to be the host venue for that. And we currently have on our schedule another World Cup next year in the end of January and one the following year, as well as a Luge World Cup next year and the World Championships the following year. So,
and how hard is it for someone like myself to just go take a trip down the track?
With our Skeleton program, it's quite simple. It's a 3.5-hour sport experience where there's, you know, an orientation about the sport, how to navigate the track. You learn a little bit about the corners as you walk up the track and understand it. And then because it's a ride where we've all done as kids, riding headfirst down on a toboggan, it's very similar to that. The gravity and just the shape of the track guides you down there. You don't have to steer. It's exhilarating. I can tell you that for a fact. And it's about a 32-second ride, and on top of that, you reach speeds close to about 90 to 95 kilometers an hour. Gives you a real opportunity to understand what it is the athletes are doing.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. That's Keith Bennett, the president and CEO of Whistler Sports Legacies. Olympic Promises runs all week leading into the one-year anniversary of the start of the 2010 Games. You can hear all our interviews at news1130.com. And News 1130's own Diane Newman will be at the Convention Center on Saturday for the unveiling of John Furlong's new book.